So 3 in 1. And some of them is 4 in 1. They will now add witchcraft and sorcery to it. Here you are. You don't have prophets that are good. You don't have advice. You don't have herbalist. Even this prayer, when we ask you to pray, before they say, any power you have gone. No VG. No prayer. You are not praying for that man. Why somebody is busy taking the name of the man from one mountain to another valley, to another riverside? If they are diabolic on the other side, you have to be a spiritual woman of prayer on the other side. It is when one iron hit another one that one will bend for another. They took the husband of one lady in Lagos. And the trouble was too much. The woman ran away to her parents in the lorry. On getting there, one day she started to manifest in the lorry over there. And started to speak. And she said, you, I ask you to leave that man for me. You did not. Listen, I will deal with you. Do you know the voice they are hearing from the mouth of that woman? It's not her voice, it's the voice of that woman in Lagos. They drove her from Lagos. Several rivers. Several wilderness. She is now safe. They now enter into her. Have you not heard it before? Look, there are some things you hear on the social media you don't understand. I don't know whether you have heard it before. Two people, they are fighting themselves like this. One saying, I will change it for you. Have you heard it before? If you heard it, let me see your hand. I go change that for you. Another one said, I will enter into you. I enter into you. Have you heard it before? Say, I will enter into you. Amen. Hallelujah. I will enter into it. They were talking to themselves. Beloved, they entered into that woman. The woman died eventually. Let me cut short the story. Strange woman, rise up. Shout this one loud. Shout it loud. Power of strange women. I cannot hear your voice at all. Rise up on your feet. My sister. Rise up. God will strengthen your leg. Shout it loud and clear. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power of strength to me. Over my family. Standing here for hours, and you find it difficult to stand for 2 minutes. Say, strange woman attacking my prayer altar. Can you shout it loud and clear? Collect the salary from the factory every month. So the man was just working and he was not bringing anything to the family at all. Suddenly some people told the woman, say, hey, your husband. The woman that he is playing games with is not an ordinary woman. So the woman went there to confront the sweet woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the sweet woman told that wife. I don't know how to put it in English, but maybe my interpreter will help me. Only kaka keep my jersey.
That for me not to get me.
Eh? Kaka keep my jersey. I
feel sour.
For Eku not to eat sese.
For me not to get what he has, he will have to destroy.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, our mother tongue, there is nothing like it. Yes, there's nothing like it. When the Oyibos, they finish destroying our language, they are now taking our people to come and teach them our language. The same woman told the wife, Kakakeku ma jese se. Have you shower down on you? And that's exactly what happened. The man just died prematurely. And they told the strange woman, I told her that we should manage the man together. He refused. And now, the two of us. And we ask you to pray. Look at the way you are. Strange women. You think they are here to joke? Shout this one louder. Say, agenda of premature death. For my Lord. Backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Agenda of premature death. For my Lord. Demonstrate this one as you pray. So you can move from one place to another. Say, who is that power assigned to scatter my family? Can you shout it loud and clear?